B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to the Rat Party Podcast, where Loren is munching on some cocoa roasted almonds. Cocoa roasted almonds brought to you by Emerald. Emerald nuts.
You never consistently bring in the same food. You know that? Like, I'm very consistent. It's like usually banana and
orange.
A Zone bar.
Or an orange.
Or an orange. You, on the other hand, like 1 minute it's salted pumpkin seeds, mm-hmm. and the next minute it's roasted almonds.
Or it's rice cakes.
I don't know. I think I like get on kicks, but like I try to change it up so I don't get bored with it. Like,
can I try your chocolate nuts?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, today it's these cocoa nuts that don't have any added sugar.
Is that what you say to guys?
Yeah. Like, Sterling, can I try your chocolate nuts?
But like I bring carrot sticks and I bring pumpkin seeds, and I typically bring carrots and yogurt every single day.
How
and then the other things change.
How come we didn't get a big bag of Cash's candy?
Because I got a ton of it. I'll bring it in.
Yeah, and he didn't trick or treat. We gave candy away. We didn't take candy.
I have a ton too, but I was just curious.
I've been eating it like a fat ass.
Remember when Roy used to come in and at like 6:10 open like a huge sub, and your trainer told you need to get the carbs in? Right? Isn't that what he said? Like eat early?
He said your biggest meal of the day should be breakfast.
Yeah, but why did you eat that? You ate that specifically. He told you to eat like
no,
a sub.
It was leftovers from the day before.
It was a foot long.
It was leftover from the day before.
What did you get? 2 foot long?
I don't know.
A foot and a half? All right.
It was leftover from the
I'm
day
not picking
before.
On you. I just always thought it was funny. At 6:10, you were unwrapping a sub over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or like Sterling, when he used to eat his sub. I'm like, well, I'm going to take his sub to work and eat it.
What do you think of my chocolate nuts, by the way?
Hmm?
What do you think of my chocolate nuts?
I thought they'd be nastier. They're actually, because they're almonds, and I'm not an almond guy, but they're actually sweet.
And they're healthy.
They have a good dose of chocolate. See, Lorenz gets me on chocolate things. Like, she turned me into the chocolate rice cakes. I never would have thought about buying chocolate rice cakes, and then I met Lorenz.
And I'm not a chocolate person.
And you probably never thought about eating a rice cake and until there was chocolate sprinkled on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Same thing with almonds.
Yeah.
And
chocolate.
I'm suddenly on board.
Mm-hmm. Chocolate covered broccoli.
But no, I used to eat like full meals in the morning.
Yeah, I know you did. And I thought it was something that your trainer, Rick, told you to do, like knock it out and then you burn it off for the rest of the day.
I had a plan where I had to get like X amount of protein, X amount of
that's
carbs,
what I thought.
X amount of vegetables. I was really bad at counting it, but yeah.
No, that's what I thought. I thought there was a reason behind it.
But no, it's not like someone said, eat this up in the morning.
I mean, I used to crush some leftover food, and I don't anymore. And I might as well just continue to do it because I'm not doing anything to lose weight. I just look in the mirror and complain. But
well, how about this? Sunday, for lunch, I had like a mix match of leftover food. I had Peruvian pasta. I had, what else did I have?
What's Peruvian pasta? Like, what does that look like?
It's new from Viva Chicken. It's like this. It's like a mac and cheese with a spice.
I did see it. You're right. Mm-hmm. I saw it. It's new.
It's good. It's actually really good.
Didn't have it.
I had that, and then I had like two other things from different. Oh, I had a pizza roll from Libretto's.
After or during the same setting? Sitting.
Same setting. The pasta wasn't big.
Pepperoni or pizza roll?
It was a pepperoni pizza roll.
Mmm.
And do you make all this at once, or do you eat one thing and then go and find something else?
Well, because the pasta was small and the pepperoni roll was small, I did it all at once.
Yeah.
Yep. And so I just had like a hodgepodge.
Amanda thinks it's weird. Like, I'm going to probably make a ham and cheese today, but I'll put it on a hamburger bun, and she thinks that's weird.
Why would you do that?
I like the hamburger bun over the bread sometimes just to mix it up rather than my honey wheat bread that
I always
eat.
But the hamburger bun's pretty big.
Yep.
So you need a lot more meat and cheese to...
Mm. Hmm. No, I just destroy the bread, I guess.
Yeah, no, I can get down with that, I think.
Yeah, thank you.
I like specialty breads over just plain
bread.
Oh,
me too, but I never think to get it.
We try to, but that goes bad so quick.
Yeah.
You like have to be like, if I'm going to get getting like a baguette, if I'm getting a baguette.
A baguette.
If I'm getting a baguette, I don't know which one it is. You have to do nothing but sandwiches within the first, like, 3 days.
Or else it gets hard and you can drive a nail in with it.
Yeah.
I know.
So it's always hard to buy.
And the same thing with edamame. I've been big on edamame. from the grocery store. And if you don't eat it within like 2 days, it goes bad. It gets all slimy and
oh,
gross.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wait, did you get the frozen one? Or
no. Just a refrigerated one.
Oh, I didn't know they had it like that.
Yeah, they do. You have to add sea salt to it, though.
We get the frozen ones and you add sea salt.
Yeah.
I think you have to add sea salt just about everything.
I know. Salt's so good.
So good.
All right. So let's talk about a couple things here on the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. One, something we didn't talk about on the radio, and it probably won't make the air unless it becomes an incident again. Our corporate digital is back in the building for the first time in 9 months since March. And they have a whole separate side of the building. And for a long time, for 9 months, that side of the building was dark. But there's a gem over there. Two gems.
Single-stalled bathrooms.
With nobody around. Nobody around to disturb you.
So you can go out there. You can poop. Be as loud as you need to. Ain't nobody judging you.
One girl, one guy, one.
Stink it up.
Now, today was the first day Digital Corporate came back. They came back little by little and decorated here and there, and you kind of got a whim that, like, they were coming back. But now the entire Beasley corporate digital team is in Charlotte back in their side of the building. I pooped, walked out, and they were showing people around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so what does that mean?
A memo will be coming out to stay away from digital corporate would be my guess.
You think so?
And
now,
I'm back on the radar.
I was going to go back there to use the restroom, and I specifically stopped and turned around because they were doing that same tour thing, and just three of them were standing in there looking around.
So when I walked back, nobody was there, and I thought they were all in their individual offices, and I could sneak in and sneak out. Mm. But when I walked out, she was showing it around.
That's bold.
Yeah, it is bold. But, you know, Roy made the conscious effort to leave and not go on that side, but then he did something that might get him even more trouble than just going on that side.
So our boss has another single-stall bathroom that he doesn't like anybody using, so I use my...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boss's toilet.
There'll be two memos coming out today.
Yeah.
With both of our pictures coming out of the bathroom like a security camera
footage.
I didn't
want to use the community bathroom.
Yeah.
When you're doing a certain business, you want a little extra, you know.
Oh, that's why the 9 months of having that bathroom back there.
It was great.
Oh, it was beautiful. Did you notice that they've decorated the bathrooms and there's a character from The Office on the walls and stuff?
Well, they also
have
free... Yeah. They have free drinks and snacks for the corporate people.
Yeah, but I mean, it looks straight out of, like, the Target Home Center.
Which I love.
Yeah. You gotta mix it up, though. You can't take every single piece out of the Target Home Center.
Right. Is it, like, Red Ventures-y?
No, not really. Not that fun. But if they do put games back there, I'm going down. I'll show you that.
Me too.
They put a ping pong table down there?
You know what? I'm gonna resign from radio.
And go become a ping pong player?
Go become digital.
Yeah. But so I walked out and I didn't expect to see anybody.
So did they say hey to you?
Kimberly did, who I know. And I think she was showing two new employees and she goes, it's just good to have everybody back in the office.
Well, that's because that's the line from our CEO.
And she said, we're all just getting our bearings straight, just setting up our desks and everything. And then I just was like, hey, and I kept walking. Hey, how you doing? I'm the morning show on Kiss, just using your shitter.
Which, you know, my show kind of fun, so...
Yeah. Yep. One last thing before we wrap up the rap party. Loren, what is the latest from Elena and Diego? We kind of touched on it on the air today. Oh, they went on a date.
Yeah, I think we pretty much covered it all. They
did
went
they
on
make
a...
out? We didn't cover that.
I don't know, honestly.
Did
but
they have sex?
I don't know that either.
Oh. Well, it's the second date.
Yeah, maybe they're both into it.
I mean, Elena's been quarantined for a long time.
Yeah, maybe she needed to bang one out.
No, Diego was coming back then.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think so. The doors were off the Jeep, so there wasn't really any place to hide for
perfect.
Them.
You can keep the legs out.
I could see Jesus, right? I can see Diego being hesitant, too, because of you, Loren. Like, he doesn't want to fuck with you because he's a fan of the show.
Yeah, maybe.
We should get Diego on tomorrow.
He doesn't want us to go on the radio and talk about it. We get him on the radio tomorrow. Poor kid's just trying to date.
I know.
And we're publicly like...
Also, Elena's like, I haven't had any male attention in like 6 months. Could you just not cock block me?
Is Elena's friend Allie mad at Diego?
No.
Why would she?
Because
I don't know that Allie knows about Diego.
Well, Allie knows about Diego for sure.
So?
They're besties.
I don't know. I don't know that.
And Allie listens to the show.
And they talk like every day, don't they?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I will say, because, you know, I have the tracker app on Elena's phone.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah, cool. Yeah, we all, that we can talk about, but we can't talk about Diego.
No. Yeah, but it's just for safety.
I know. Go ahead.
But I did see that he took her to her favorite restaurant last night.
What's her favorite restaurant?
It's called, like, OG? Chuck E. I can't remember. No, it's a pizza place uptown in the Met.
Oh, really?
Chuck E. Cheese-a-Kiss.
That's interesting, because I wouldn't imagine an Italian person would be very judgmental over Charlotte pizza.
Well, she is, but that is, I guess, the closest to authentic Italian.
Wow.
A lot of people will go to Chuck E. Cheese just to not only get the delicious pizza and beer, but you get a free show.
Right.
Good music.
And then later, you play games.
Mm-hmm.
The Pasquale's pizza is really good.
Remember when Loren was taking Italian class?
Wait, was it Pasquale?
I think we called him Giuseppe.
Giuseppe.
Giuseppe. Your teacher.
Your teacher.
We played audio on the air of it.
They went to Pizzeria Omaggio.
Yeah, that's it.
Good for Diego. Is he paying?
I don't know.
He's a welder.
I don't know.
You know welders make the money.
All right. Anyway, that's a wrap party podcast, everybody.
I'll get more information today.
Get more info.
We should have really just called her.
Yeah, but I just thought talking about it would have been better. I don't want to put her on the spot, and I really want to talk to Diego.
Yeah.
And by the way, now that I know this Pizzeria Maggio is, like, authentic to Italian, I'm going to go there.
Okay.
So, congratulations. You just sold a pizza.
Yeah. You're easily persuaded, Roy.
I am so easily persuaded. Oh.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.